Welcome to the North Service Centre. If you are a client, please press 1. If you are an advisor, please enter your advisor ID number followed by the hash key. If your advisor ID number contains letters, enter your mobile phone number registered with AMP followed by the hash key. Sorry, we did not receive a selection. Please try again. Please enter your advisor ID number followed by the hash key. If your advisor ID number contains... If you have an inquiry about an existing withdrawal, rollover, account transfer, or switch rebalance, please press 1. Your call will be transferred to the...
Hi there. Good evening. You're speaking with Abby. Can I start with your name, please?
Hi, my name is Samantha and I'm calling from Oakview Financial, and I just have a question relating to the MyNorth portal.
Yeah.
So I recently started an application and clicked save and resume, but I can't seem to find it again.
Okay. Do you have a reference number or anything?
Sorry, reference number? No. I just clicked the save button.
Okay. Do you have an advisor code?
So the advisor code is 635789.
Okay. Do you have any client ID or account number, anything?
I don't. I've got a Jeffrey Leake is the client's name, which I created it for, but I was midway through. I was just completing the investment area.
Just give me a sec. One moment. I'm just going to double check. Okay. I'm just going to see if there's any other way if I can find it. But if you had a reference number, that would have been easier.
I pressed save, but would have I closed out of it before it gave me a reference number or something? Is that what would have happened?
Yes. That's correct.
So when you save it...
Oh, I found it. Okay, I believe
okay.
I found it. Just give me a sec. Okay, I'm just going to check everything before proceeding. Okay, I'll give you the reference. What was the name of the client again?
Jeffrey Leake.
And do you know, okay, perfect. I'll give you the reference number, 182.
But where do I search the reference number? Just in the client search?
No, go to, do you see at the very top, there's activities?
Activity management, yep.
Yep, and then you click that. Do you see a filter button?
Yep,
and then where it says reference number, I'll give it to you.
Yep.
182.
182.
969.
117. Okay, so if I click apply filters and then it's got that, okay. Yeah. So that's if I want to start again, if I want to complete it again tomorrow, I just need to go through the activity management, search up that reference code.
That's correct. And then there's an option on the right side where it says view details, and then you're able to edit the documentation and continue.
On the right-hand side.
So for example, if you click apply filters, right?
Yeah.
It'll load up that application, And then it'll say view details with an arrow. Click on it, and you'll be able to continue that.
Okay, right. Am I able to just grab that reference number from you? Oh, sorry, I've got the reference number. All good.
No worries. Anything else?
No, that was all. Thanks so much for your help.
No worries. Before you go, there's a quick survey I'll send you. Is that all right?
Okay.